Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 23. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. I think we're not as cold as it was last week, but cold enough. And I wish it was warm now because there was a story about Saratoga is going to actually start early this year because of the remodeling that's going to be going on at Belmont, huh?
Yeah, looks like it's going to open the week after the 4th of July.
Yeah, July 11th.
Yep, so you get a nice head start on a great meet. So yeah, I did see that. Thanks for sending that.
Yeah, and looks like Belmont's getting some remodeling, which will probably it's well overdue.
Yeah, I've never been there. I know that you have.
It wasn't pretty.
No, looks like an enormous place, but
it is. It was huge. Very similar to Arlington as far as how it's land everywhere. Another good thing is that we'll get to hear from Scary Stevens again because he is going to join the broadcast booth, but he's going to Fox this time, and we'll join them as a racing analysis for the NYRA and Fox, which is awesome.
Yep. So I've always admired him and his insight. I think he's really good from a knowledge standpoint, obviously Hall of Fame writer. I'm a big fan.
Yep. Good info. So anyway, that's the news we caught. And let's get started here. Visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you know how to find all our links, all the ways you can listen to us. You have all your bases covered. Just click a link. Be sure you're joining our Facebook group. The link is at the top of our website as well. We post any different items there. And we've had some comments in there as well. If you want to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to listen to the latest episode right on your Amazon Echo. Of course, be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, where Steve may post some many late day changes, maybe some other picks he might find. And and I guess we've gone over the $30,000 mark, huh? I see that.
Wow. Well, not $30,000, but $30,000
download mark, if I can enunciate better.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's awesome.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Happy that everybody's listening. So,
yeah.
And as well, speaking of listeners, we would love for you to donate to us if you so choose. So we have a couple donors out there, which we really appreciate. And that website is patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. So we'll review last week. I had a couple stakes winners last week, and there's no nugget today, and you're going to go right into Santa Anita this week. It's got a couple races, so go ahead and give us your review of last week.
Yeah, Dave, so 3 stakes races last week from Gulfstream. We had a top 2 pick winner that didn't pay much, $5, and another top 3 pick winner that was a pretty heavy favorite, and then the last race of the 3 was the Holy Bull, who was won by a $61 horse. So kind of a feast or famine. A lot of chalks all day, as you recall, and then Whammo, then a $61 horse. So yeah. I'm going to change my venue this week and take a run at a place that I have always done extremely well and see if I can pick us some winners at Santa Anita. But so Dave, 373 stakes races, 162 top 2 pick winners. We've slipped to now 43% top 2 pick winners.
We need some winners.
Actually, 43.4.
All right, close.
I did not round up. I rounded down this time. But still, 43% of the time, the winners of these stakes races can be found in our top 2 picks.
All right, let's get right into it. It's going to be short and sweet today. This is, like you said, Santa Anita. And we're starting with the fifth race. Fifth race is 1 mile. It's a grade 2. It's the Las Virgines. It's $200,000 for filly, 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So my top selection in this race, I'm going to try to beat the post-time favorite here. I'm going to make the 4-horse, pick the 4-horse, Mother, as our top selection. Mm-hmm. Bob Baffert trains Drayton Van Dyke, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse has run second to the horse that'll probably go off at either 2-5 or 1-5 in this race, Bellafina. But I do note that this horse did go off at 2-1 when losing to Bellafina last time in a race that where the pace was pretty fast. I've noted that also at Del Mar, this horse has run second by only 4 lengths to Bellafina. the big thing today, Dave, is we've got an equipment change. So we get blinkers on for the first time. So Baffert throws blinkers on this horse for the first time. Certainly $450,000 buy. I would think that, you know, this horse has got some improving and will improve. Maybe we go wire to wire here with Van Dyke and we beat the prohibitive favorite in here. So let's take the four horse Mother Mother as our top selection. We will make the three horse Bellafina with Simon Callahan and Flavian Pratt at 2-5, our second selection. I do have noted here that that last mark, that 95 buyer speed figure in the Santa Ynez at Santa Anita was a new lifetime mark from a buyer standpoint. So, and it was off a layoff, a couple month layoff. So this may have bounce written in it. I'm not sure that we'll get the same type of effort coming off a layoff there, coming off that Breeders' Cup Filly Juvenile. And, then throwing a pretty outstanding buyer just running off. So if we get the bounce and Baffert's horse with the blinkers on for the first time performs, we may be able to beat this horse that's 2-5 in the morning lines. So, but let's make the three horse Dave Bellafina our second selection in this fifth race at Santa Anita on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, let's make the two horse Enyaya El Rab.
Good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. Doug O'Neill trains Mikey Smith as the jockey. 4-1 the morning line. Smith and O'Neill don't team up very often.
Yeah, kind of interesting. Interesting one. Yeah.
Kind of interesting. Source ran second in that Starlet at Los Alamitos and ran a really close second to Chasing Yesterday, who's probably one of the top 3-year-old fillies around. So, certainly some room for improvement here. Smith was on the last time, so Smith gets another second call on this horse. It would not surprise me if we get a pretty significant improvement after that 82 buyer speed figure the last time out. So not a whole lot of magic in this race, Dave, other than I am going to try to beat the favorite with our top pick. So to summarize, Dave, race 5, Santa Anita on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4-3-2.
All right. We'll move on to the seventh race. Seventh race is a mile on the turf. It's a grade 3. It's the Thunder Road. It's $100,000 for 4-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the 5-horse True Valor. True Valor is trained by Simon Callahan. I had to look this one up. Andrea Etizeni is the jockey. This jock is from Italy. So there's a couple, couple foreign jockeys here for this race, riding for a couple of the local trainers. But Andrea Etzeni is the jockey. This horse is 8-1 the morning line. I like this horse second off a layoff. I like this horse with the adjusted time form rating in that race on June 14th of last year. That would produce a 99 buyer speed figure. If you adjust it by the 14 points, I usually adjust. I like horses that had the lead in the middle of the stretch and came up short, a little bit short the last time. Note that the same jockey, the same Andrea guy, is back on again for a return engagement on this Simon Callahan horse. Callahan is 16% in graded stakes races. The price is right. We get second off the layoff, which I had already mentioned. So let's make the 5-horse Dave True Valor our top selection in the 7th race at Santa Anita on Saturday. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 1-horse. The 1-horse is River Boyne. River Boyne is trained by Jeff Mullins. Flavian Pratt's the jockey. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line. This horse is 6-6 on the Santa Anita turf course, Dave, is won 3 times and run a second and 4 tries at a mile distance on the turf. We get a number of sub 12 second eighths of a mile in this horse's past performances. But I don't see anything higher than, a 95, 96 buyer speed figure here, with some racing experience. So, that's probably looks like he'll be able to do from a maximum effort standpoint. And I'm going to try to play some improving horses here. But let's make the 1-horse Dave River Boyne our second selection in the 7th race at Santa Anita on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 6-horse The six horses, Blackjack Cat, Jerry Hollendorfer trains Mike Smith, the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. That last race at Turf Paradise seems like a total throwout race, but this horse was 5-2 in that cheap stakes race. I've noted that Smitty is 37% when he and Hollendorfer team up at this at Santa Anita, and they're 33% over the last year when they get together. I made a note in here about speed. This horse has shown some speed at very at much shorter distances. Those last two races on the past performances, both 6.5 on the turf down the hill at Santa Anita. You know, we get a first quarter 22.4, and we get a first quarter of the previous race at 21.6. So this horse has got some speed, and I don't see a whole lot of speed in here. Maybe Smith will put this thing on the engine and try to go wire to wire. So let's make the six horse, Dave, Blackjack Cat, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Santa Anita's seventh race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 5-1-6.
Very unusual to see a horse at Turf Paradise to come ship to Santa Anita.
Yeah, it does. It happens a little bit more often now. And actually, those Turf Paradise shippers do decently when they come. You know, it's not that far from Phoenix to LA.
I don't recall seeing too many Turf Paradise horses.
There's not. Well, but I mean, it's happening more often than it used to.
Obviously, this horse, Blackjack Cat, got some class because it's had a lot of big Grade 3, Grade 1 races in its past. So that's just kind of strange they ran it at Turf Paradise a couple weeks ago. All right, we'll move on to the last race of the day that we are handicapping, and that's the ninth race. The ninth race is 1.25 miles on the turf. It's a Grade 2. It's the San Marcos. It's a $200,000 purse for four-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so I found this race really intriguing. I think this race is wide open, and I've made my selections accordingly. My top selection in this race is going to be the five horse. The five horse is Platinum Warrior. John Sadler trains. We get Shane Foley, who's an Irish jockey over here from Ireland, riding in the Santa Anita meet. So we've got an Italian guy earlier in our selections, and we get Shane Foley here on this five-horse Platinum Warrior, who happens to be 12-1 in the morning line. This horse raced in the Irish Derby on June 30th, so certainly I know the class is there. Sadler, this horse has been in Sadler's barn now for three races. Looks like we've got some nice improvement there with that 95 buyer speed figure the next time out. I got a feeling that this horse might be loaded and certainly could be there with a nice close by this Irish jockey. So let's make the five horse, Dave, in a wide open affair. Platinum Warrior, our top selection in this ninth race at Santa Anita on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Epicall. Epicall is trained by James Cassidy. We get Tyler Bays as the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse went wire to wire last time out on the Santa Anita turf. Certainly could be in a position to go wire or wire again in a race that I don't see a lot of speed. So let's make the four horse, Dave, Epicall, our second selection in this ninth race at Santa Anita on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the six horse. The six horse is Seho. John Sadler trains, Flavian Pratt's the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. This horse gets Lasix for the first time. He has a Tomlinson, a 3.48 for this distance on the turf. This horse has been racing over in France. Pratt, to me, maybe the top turf jockey at that meet out at Santa Anita. And this, you know, has got a 4-year-old colt in here who certainly has some room for improvement. This horse looks like it's been in Sadler's barn for quite a while here. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get a really good effort with a turf jockey, with a horse that looks like he fits the distance and the surface. So let's make the six horse Seho our third and final selection in this ninth race at Santa Anita on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, race 9, Santa Anita, Saturday, our selections are going to be 5-4-6.
I'm seeing a little bit of consistency here with you. You like Irish horses lately. Well, you had two in this race and two in the other race, so.
Well, I like the breeding. I like the turf breeding, and, doesn't always transfer so well to that Santa Anita turf course, which can, you know, can have a tendency to be a little bit on the hard side, though. In the spring and you know, late winter like this, usually it's got a little bit of give to it. So, and the temperatures are a little bit more moderate, though. I did see that it was 80 degrees there today. So, but the weather's supposed to be really nice at Santa Anita tomorrow, and so I wanted to make sure that I made some selections on some races that I would figure would stay on whatever the surface was, and we get a fast and firm course. So
yeah,
I think
tomorrow. Last week it was pretty bad with the weather in Santa Anita, so but looks like it's gonna be clear, which is good. All right, let's wrap it up short and sweet this week. Be sure you're visiting our website again at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know what to do, there are all the links up there. Visit our site. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at offthechartshr, where there'll be some race day changes, other picks will be out there as well. If you want to email us, please send an email to questions@offthechartshorseracing.com and your closing comments.
Nothing, Dave. I just, already mentioned it. This 9th race at Santa Anita looks really wide open to me.
Yeah, no, it should be an interesting one, and we'll be there to watch it.
Yep.
All right. With that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.